Simon Dalet Shefat. Bo Rishus Rabin Mechuyus Viva. There's a pit in Rishus Rabin, and there's a rim around it, going upwards. Im Oymed Mesef Arba Tvachim Rishus Yochid. Mota the Malis Imed Rishus Yochid. So you ain't a Chuy Gavay Asar. It's within four Tvachim of Rishus Yochid. And it's right out of his house, he has this pit, even though the rim around it is not 10 Tvachim high. Still, he's allowed to draw water from there to bring into his house. So, the question is, why is that so? So, the bar itself, the pit itself, is just a yofet. But the problem is that the chari, you have to go out of the area of the bar and bring it to the house, and going over an area which is not just a yofet. So, the area directly above the bar is just a yofet. We're saying that since the gap between the bar and his house is less than 4 tefachim, then that area is considered makom tur. So less than 4 tefachim doesn't have a share of rishus. So even though you're going to be drawing water from there and it's going to go over that area which is between the pit and your house, but that area is a makom tur, there's no problem. As we said before, even though the rim around it is not 10 tefachim high. Yes. Obviously the pit itself has to be 10 tefachim deep because it's not 10 tefachim deep. The pit itself is a carmelist, you can't take from there into your house. But if the pit is more than 4 tefachim away from the Shus HaYochel, so now the area between the bar and the house is not a makom tur anymore. It could be seen in the Shus HaRabin if people are walking there regularly. In such a case, Eidim HaMalim Mimeno, Elm came to Apul Yagavai HaSara. It's not a drop of water from there because the water is going to be going over the Shus HaRabin. But if this rim around the bar is 10 tefachim tall, so once you get out of the rim, you're already more than 10 tefachim above the ground, which is already makom patur, and then it is permitted. Because the pit is going to go from the pocket is going to come from the pit, which is the Shus HaYochel, and when it gets out of the Shus HaYochel, it's already more than 10 tefachim over the Shus HaRabin, which is the makom patur, and then it'll bring it into his house. Kamavan, the window that he's bringing it into has to be also 10 tefachim above the ground, because if it's below that, then when you bring it to the thing, you're getting back into the air space of Rishus HaRabin. Yeah, come upon, if a person is standing in the Rishus HaRabin, he's not allowed to draw water from this pit because it's taken from the Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaRabin. The water was till now sitting in the Rishus HaYochel, and now you're drawing it out to make Rishus HaRabin. Even if the area around the bar is a kabbalist, it's also because you're now taking from Rishus HaYochel to a kabbalist. Sieve base. Ash Rishus HaRabin, Shigavah Sarachova Abba. Here's a garbage dump in Rishus HaRabin. That is 10 tefachim tall and 4 by 4 wide. So basically, that's the dimensions of Rishus HaYochel. So, Imish HaRavim, Mutal Zorklam, Rishus HaYochel, Akar of Lo. If it belongs to a Ravim, and there's a lot of people throwing garbage over there, and you're allowed to throw garbage from your house into this dump. Why? Even though there's more than 4 tefachim between your house and the garbage dump, like we said before, you're throwing from Rishus HaYochel to a garbage dump, which is more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus a Rabin. So he gets run from Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaYochel. And going the airspace is Malkam Ptur because it's more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus HaRabin. It has to be, though, fairly close to the house, but too far away, it's a good chance you're not going to make it to the garbage dump and it's going to fall in Rishus HaRabin. You don't need an ear Erev to throw to this area, even though multiple people are using the garbage dump, because the garbage dump is not a dwelling place. And the only thing that needs a Eirid is an area which is part of your dwelling area. And there are Moses, Lachashin Hashem Yizgal, Gomen Ashvash, which is a rabbin, Moses, we're not concerned that something's going to roll out of the garbage dump into the Shusaram, you're going to carry it back. If you're throwing the garbage away, it's something that you're not interested in anymore, and therefore you're not going to run after it, pick it up, and it rolls out. Here's the Machavim, Vimishal Yochid, also Mishim the Yochid, also the Faras Ashvash Aloy. So the reason why we said it has to be Ashvash Rabbim is because Ashvam, the garbage dump which the public is using is a permanent situation. It's a big, big dump, and people leave the garbage there. But if it's a private garbage dump, then even though presently it has the right dimension, but we're concerned that since it's a normal thing for the private garbage dump to have the garbage removed from there, we're concerned that he may remove the dump. It won't be a 10 tefachim tool anymore. He'll clean it up, and then people will continue throwing into it. They're going to be throwing from their house to Rishus HaRabin, which is also, so therefore, even though presently it has the right dimensions to be permitted, but if it's a private one, which is a reasonable chance that at some point of time it will not be there anymore, you can also throw it from your house into that area.